This program was produced by and first broadcast on Community Radio Hamilton, a volunteer-based community access station. For more information, go to www.communityradio.co.nz.
Stop consuming animals. You cannot deny that.
Hello and welcome to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. You can find out more about the show at fftradio.wordpress.com. Food for Thought is brought to you by the Vegan Buffet on 148 Ward Street, where they serve absolutely delicious and cheap vegan foods on weekday lunchtimes, and also they're open till 7:30 on Fridays. On today's show, I'm going to be answering the question that a lot of vegans get from non-vegans, which is, can't you eat this product with just a little bit of milk in it? Or, can't you eat it just this once? And I'm going to be explaining why a little bit of a bad thing is still a bad thing, and asking a vegan to eat to do something immoral just this once is no different than asking a human rights advocate to do something they consider immoral just this once. But before I get into any of that, here's a little bit of NoFX, whose vocalist, Fat Mike, is vegan.
I never thought about the universe, it made me feel small. Never thought about the problems of this planet at all. Global warming, radioactive sites, imperialistic wrongs, and animal rights. No! Why think all the bad things when life is so good? Why up with an M when there's always a could? Let the whales worry about the poisons in the sea. Outside of California, it's foreign policy. I don't want changes, I've no reactions. Your dilemmas are my distractions. That's the way to go, Franco, an American. The way to go, Franco, an American. The way to go, Franco, an American. The way to go, Franco, Franco, an American. Some hours in, now I'm always depressed. And now I can't sleep from years of apathy. All because I read a little Noam Chomsky. I'm eating vegetation cause of fast food nation. I wear a couple shoes cause of globalization. I'm watching Michael Moore expose the awful truth. I'm listening to Public Enemy and Reagan Youth. I see no world peace cause of zealous armed forces. I eat no presidents cause of frozen hoofed horses. Now I can't believe what an absolute failure. The president's laughing cause he voted for Nader. That's the way to go, Franco, an American. No way to go, Franco, an American. No way to go, Franco, an American. Where can we go, Franco, an American? I wanna move north and be a Canadian. Or hang down low with the nice Australian. I don't wanna be another idol character. What are we gonna do, Franco, Franco, an American?
It's Franco, an American by NoFX on Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, live streaming at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Now, a lot of vegans, and many of my listeners are probably vegans, will have heard non-vegans say things along the lines of, can't you eat this product that just has a little bit of milk in it, or can't you eat this product, non-vegan product, just this once? But No, the thing is, no one asks human rights advocates this. It's seen as fully acceptable to ask a vegan or an animal rights advocate if they can eat an unethical product just this once. However, anyone who asked a human rights advocate to indulge in the occasional murder would be considered crazy. The occasional human murder is wrong because it's always wrong to murder someone regardless of how often you do it. And it's exactly the same with murdering animals and any sentient being. The killing of a life, the killing of a being who does not want to be killed is always wrong, and the fact that you only do it occasionally doesn't make it any less wrong. Now, some may say that just a little bit of animal products won't actually make any difference. They'll argue that the murder of the animal is still going to happen regardless of whether or not you have a little bit of milk. And it's not just non-vegans saying this. I mean, it's not just, sorry, the general public saying this. There are actually some animal advocacy groups who promote similar things. For example, in America, there's Vegan Outreach, who are saying that animals are killed solely for the meat, so therefore it's okay to eat their byproducts like gelatin. And they use that same sort of argument. They say, well, the animals are still going to die if you eat this product. So you may, the animals are still going to die if you don't eat this product. So you may as well eat it. Now, to me, that's kind of like saying it's okay to participate in a gang beating or a gang rape or to go join a racist, sexist, or other movement that encourages some form of discrimination. Now, some people could argue that that racist or sexist movement is still going to exist if you don't join, and some people might argue that the gang rape and the gang beating will still happen even if you don't participate in it. But the fact of the matter is that it doesn't matter how many others are participating in a violent act, and you don't have to participate just because some other people are doing it. There's no such thing as a little bit of murder. All murder and all exploitation is immoral, and we should try to avoid as much of it as we possibly can. That said, it is impossible to avoid all animal exploitation in today's society. I mean, roads can contain animal products, water can be tested on animals, and fruit and vegetables are often grown using manure from animals who were exploited for their products. Now, the problem is we can't avoid these. As much as we want to, and as much as I want to avoid these products, the reality is that you're going to have to use roads, you're going to have to drink water, and you're going to have to eat fruit and vegetables. But what we can avoid is the, quote, occasional non-vegan biscuit with a little bit of milk in it. We can avoid the cake with, quote, just a little bit of eggs. And we can avoid the lollies with, quote, just a little bit of gelatin in them. It is in no way necessary to use those products, whereas things like roads and water are a lot more necessary in our society. I'll expand on this a little bit more after this song by Propaganda, an all-vegan band from Canada. This is one of their songs from Potemkin City Limits.
You know, I want a vegetarian buffet that has delicious, nutritious food, but also won't hurt my wallet. Where can I go?
You go to Vegan Buffet on Ward Street. They have meals that are tasty, filling, and best of all, cheap. Vegan Buffet lets you choose what you want with a variety of dishes to fill your plate. They've got really friendly staff to help you with takeaway or dine in.
Mmm, you've made me super hungry. Let's go.
Vegan Buffet, 148 Ward Street, phone 838 0805.
Justification for me to a screen near me.
The executioner's willing citizens. I'm so sorry, and I'm trying to think it through. But when the chickens came home to roost and had to live on, and had to live.
That was Name and Address Withheld by Propaganda, and you are tuned in to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. Find out more about the show at fftradio.wordpress.com. Food for Thought is a show about veganism, and the way I see it, veganism is about avoiding as much animal exploitation as you possibly can. However, some animal exploitation simply can't be avoided. For example, in some places water may be tested on animals, and fruit and vegetables are grown using non-vegan animal manure, which comes from animals who have been exploited and have been someone's property. However, just because we can't avoid all of it doesn't mean that we shouldn't try to avoid as much as we can. We can't avoid all of it, but what we can avoid, we should avoid. Yes, roads may contain gelatin, and we may need to use roads, but non-vegan lollies may contain gelatin, and we do not need to use non-vegan lollies. We may have to take animal-tested medicines or walk on footpaths made with animal products, but we do not have to use the majority of animal products, including the food that your friends or family say only has a little bit of animal products in it. Now, human rights advocates recognise that it's impossible not to cause any harm to humans. For example, when you buy a product, some of your money will probably indirectly go towards funding some immoral actions. Somewhere along the line, your money is going to go to people who are doing all sorts of unethical behaviour. And when you pay your taxes, some of that money is going towards sending people to war and funding all sorts of things that human rights advocates may not think are ethical. But that doesn't mean that it's okay for human rights advocates to kill the occasional human or to indulge in the occasional violent beating. And it doesn't mean it's okay for human rights advocates to willingly give their money to companies that exploit humans. Human rights advocates avoid contributing to human rights violations as much as possible. And vegans should avoid contributing to animal rights violations as much as possible. I think all of this is summed up really well in an article from Unpopular Vegan Essays, which I'll read out very shortly, right after this song, by the International Noise Conspiracy, whose vocalist Dennis is vegan.
I'm the children that this cult has spawned. for the right position. Know the world that fears who you do. Another dream for the right position. Another dream for the right position.
For Sale, The International Noise Conspiracy, on Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought, 106.7 FM, 1206 AM, online at communityradio.co.nz, or via iTunes and other podcast hosts. Before the break, I mentioned an article by Unpopular Vegan Essays, which really sums up what veganism is all about, and it's titled Veganism as a Minimum Standard of Decency. In discussion with non-vegans, particularly non-vegans on the internet, who are familiar with the assertion of both the vegan animal rights movement and the assertions of the counter-movement, the issue of drawing the line is often raised as a sort of objection to veganism. While it's true that vegans avoid a lot of harm, so the argument goes, vegans also indirectly cause a lot of harm. Animals are killed by crop harvesters and motor vehicles. Natural and artificial pesticides are used in crop production, and often one cannot tell exactly what harm might have been done either to animals directly or to the environment in any given purchase, even at the local natural food store or farmer's market. Since vegans haven't achieved perfection of purity in the art of non-harming and non-violence, it is really only a matter of line drawing, and until one achieves absolute perfection of purity, one has no business criticizing any other lines that may be drawn. To criticize other lines is to fail to recognize one's own shortcomings from Platonic perfection and therefore to fall into, dare we say it, hypocrisy. Drawing lines can be difficult in any area of morality, and the more precise a line drawn, often the more difficulties arise. However, the difficulty of drawing precise lines should not deter us from exploring less precise lines of minimum standards or moral baselines that are or should be reasonable to the vast majority of people in society, even if it would require a complete abolition of animal agriculture. We establish and philosophically defend moral baselines regularly in society in the form of laws regarding such issues as murder, involuntary manslaughter, assault, declarations of war, and speed limits, even though these issues can be just as difficult to draw lines in as animal issues. None of us are pure when it comes to protecting humans from cruelty and death, either. Yet we do draw lines. We aren't cannibals, and most of us don't knowingly or happily support human enslavement and slaughter. We ought to establish and philosophically defend such baselines regarding animals. Instead, we have a morally relative and wrong policy of refusing to even discuss line drawing regarding animals, despite their overwhelming similarities to us in terms of the morally relevant characteristics, which of course are sentience and perceptual intelligence and awareness. Given the morally relevant similarities and irrelevant differences between humans and other animals, and given that we are likely to find absolute perfection in non-harming far too aesthetic or practically impossible in a modern society, veganism is the baseline we ought to promote and live by. Veganism is not the end point or the most we can do. Rather, it's the least we can do. Veganism is essentially refraining from contributing to the exploitation and intentional killing of non-human beings. Preventing accidental and incidental human fatalities and traffic accidents and police action, even foreseen human deaths, is not required by laws prohibiting slavery and murder. In the same way, preventing accidental and incidental deaths in harvesting crop and traffic accidents or harvesting crops, even foreseen deaths, is not required by veganism. In other words, abolitionist animal rights, as currently conceived, and the corresponding moral baseline of veganism are precisely the same in line drawing as laws prohibiting slavery and murder. Laws prohibiting slavery and murder say nothing about preventing motorcycle injuries and fatalities, or how much cost we should incur in saving an injured child's life, or friendly fire, in a justified war of self-defense. We should certainly take appropriate measures to reduce such deaths as much as possible, but again, veganism is merely a first and a minimum standard, not the final or the best standard. Choosing to consume animal products is a choice to partake in the exploitation and intentional slaughter of sentient beings. Given our wide variety of food choices today, we can easily refuse to partake in such exploitation and slaughter. In many cases, such as this one, drawing lines can be very appropriate and strongly defended, especially when one acknowledges that the line drawn is only a minimum standard of decency, not a maximum standard of purity. That was a blog entry from Unpopular Vegan Essays. There's going to be a link to that awesome blog at my site at fftradio.wordpress.com. In the meantime, I'm going to be playing some Rise Against. Two of their band members are vegan. And after that, I'm going to be reading out a recipe for vegan meatballs made using TVP.
You know, I want a vegetarian buffet that has delicious, nutritious food, but also won't hurt my wallet. Where can I go?
You go to Vegan Buffet on Ward Street. They have meals that are tasty, filling, and best of all, cheap. Vegan Buffet lets you choose what you want with a variety of dishes to fill your plate. They've got really friendly staff to help you with takeaway or dine in.
You've made me super hungry. Let's go.
Vegan Buffet, 148 Ward Street, phone 838 0805.
TV's down to 10-4.
That was Kutov Syndrome by Rise Against, and you are listening to Community Radio Hamilton, Food for Thought. You can find out more about the show at fftradio.wordpress.com. Now I'm going to be reading out a recipe for vegan meatballs that I made with TVP. For this recipe, you will need 1 cup of TVP, which you can get from the vegan buffet, a tablespoon of pea flour, half a tablespoon of breadcrumbs, some salt and pepper, a small onion, half a red bell pepper, and some oil. All you need to make this recipe is to pour the hot water over the TVP, then let it soak for about 5 minutes. Then remove the water and squeeze it with your hands until it becomes sticky. Add breadcrumbs, pea flour, salt, and pepper. Chop the onion and the bell pepper and lightly fry in a skillet with some oil. You can add this to the TVP and mix well. With wet hands, make small, quote, meatballs and fry in a frying pan until they're brown on both sides. This recipe will make enough to serve about 4 people, and if you didn't quite catch the recipe, then you can find it at fftradio.wordpress.com.
And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. It's the edge of the world in all of Western civilization. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells California.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, visit www.communityradio.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.